AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. New Jersey's senior senator is scheduled to appear in a Newark federal courtroom on Thursday. Bob Menendez was indicted Wednesday on corruption charges, but he's confident he'll be vindicated.
After being indicted, Senator Bob Menendez walked into a Newark hotel ballroom packed with supporters as well as journalists and pronounced himself outraged that the Justice Department, in his words, can't tell the difference between friendship and corruption.
And I am proud of what I have accomplished, and I am not going anywhere.
The New Jersey Democrat is accused of taking improper gifts and doing illegal favors for a Florida eye doctor, a political supporter who overbilled government health programs. Menendez says he's confident that in the end, he'll be vindicated. Warren Levinson, Newark, New Jersey.
About an hour ago, State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf tweeted that nuclear talks in Switzerland had broken after an all-night session, but would resume in a few hours. The talks with Iran are in double overtime, but White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's not a sign that the U.S. and its allies are caving in to Tehran.
The sense that we have is, yes, that the talks continue to be productive and that progress is being made.
Tragedy at sea. A Russian freezer trawler with an international crew of 132 sank Thursday morning off of the Kamchatka Peninsula. Rescue workers say at least 43 crew members perished. Four workers were killed Wednesday when an explosion and fire rocked an oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico. AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports there was panic on the platform.
Workers who evacuated recounted their co-workers jumping into the Gulf of Mexico just because of the panic that this blaze caused.
The fire is said to be under control and did not cause an oil spill. This is AP Radio News. A Japanese woman who was the world's oldest person has died.
Misao Okawa was 117 years old, and she lived in western Japan. She, in fact, had just celebrated her 117th birthday about 1 month ago. She was recognized in 2013 by the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest person in the world.
AP correspondent Ken Moritsugu reports she didn't have a secret for longevity.
Misao Okawa was born in 1898 in Osaka, Japan, in western Japan. She was the daughter of a kimono maker, and she was asked at her recent birthday party a month ago what was her secret for living so long. She just said, "I wonder about that, too."
An Arkansas woman who became the world's oldest person Wednesday wants President Obama to attend her 117th birthday party on the 4th of July. Gertrude Weaver, who says she voted for Obama twice, attributes her longevity to treating others well. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.